Okay, come on. I had to play Stomp and Tom today. Good old hockey game on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Tonight's the night. Tonight's the night the Toronto Maple Leafs finally get that monkey off their back and win a playoff series. For the first time in 19 years, the players need it. Leafs Nation deserves it. And we're excited to welcome a very special guest to talk about it all. He's a former NHL All-Star right winger, the first 50-goal scorer in Leafs franchise history. He played with the Buds for 7 years, four of those as team captain. Rick Vive, Squid, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, you are a legendary Leaf, Rick, and I just want to share a memory with you from 37 years ago.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so that would have been 1986, and there was some sort of news conference around the Maple Leafs at a bar called the Main Event at Yonge and Carlton. Do you remember?
No.
Well, you were there in a long fur coat. You had a stogie in your right hand. This is back in the day when you could smoke inside everywhere.
And wear a long fur coat.
And wear a long fur coat. And I was a very young reporter, and I was able to have a few minutes with you chatting, asking you a few questions. You were quite gracious. And I think what had happened is that was when you were stripped of your captaincy for missing a morning practice. They were tough back then, Rick.
Yeah, things were quite a bit different back then in the 80s than they are now.
Oh,
it was one of those things where I don't think the punishment fit the crime.
No, definitely not.
Is this finally the year for the team? What's different about this year? Do you see the team and see them as different than other years, Rick?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think at the deadline, they went out and got the pieces that they needed. O'Reilly was a big addition. McCabe, I picked them to win in five. So I got my fingers crossed if that happens in game five and they eliminate Tampa.
Rick, there have been seven chances since 2004 to win a first round playoff series, and the fail has happened every time. So why do you think tonight is going to be different?
Well, I just think that they're built different than they have been in previous years. I think they got a lot more depth. They got four, you know, excellent lines. They got good defense. Goaltending's been outstanding. So I have no question. Other than a game and maybe a couple of periods, they've outplayed Tampa.
What's it like as a player? Think back to the day and the fan base that Toronto has. Is it motivating for the team? Is it daunting for the team? Like, how do players carry that into the game? Because you know, Leafs Nation is ridiculous.
I remember one season in particular, we had finished, I don't know, close to 40 points behind Chicago in the division. And a lot of the season ticket holders didn't buy their playoff tickets, so it went out to the fans, the real fans, I should say, and they filled the building. We swept Chicago in three games, and they were throwing brooms on the ice and everything. It was pretty crazy. It was not something that we expected going into game three at home.
Yeah, for sure.
Rick Vive, thinking back in your era, try to recall for us how that pressure was to win a Stanley Cup, which the Leafs hadn't won since 1967, and then compare that to how the Leafs today must be feeling, never having won a Stanley Cup since then.
Well, I mean, it was hard. Toronto's a pretty big hockey city, or Leaf city, I should say, more than anything else, and yeah, there's pressure, but I think the guys today, I think they feel the pressure, but I think this year at least they're feeding off that pressure and getting the job done. Whereas, you know, in previous years you would see failure because of the pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so tonight, where are you watching the game? Are you home? Are you at Scotiabank Arena? Where are you going to be?
Well, actually, I'm going to be at the Hall of Fame for KidsCom thing from 6:30 to 8:30, so I'll catch the first part of it there, listen to the rest on the radio on the way home, and catch the rest on the TV at home.
And Rick, do you still smoke cigars and wear that long fur coat?
Yeah.
Gosh, no, that fur coat wouldn't fit me if I tried. I remember I tried it on probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and I went, oh, my goodness, like, this is not, it doesn't fit me at all. So
yeah,
ended up getting rid of it, and no, I don't smoke cigars anymore.
Good stuff. We all look back at our 80s stuff and go, what were we thinking?
Yeah, no kidding.
Puck drop is 7 tonight, Scotiabank Arena. Former NHL All-Star right winger, first 50-goal scorer for the Leafs, and former team captain Rick Vive. Thanks for the fun.
Oh, my pleasure.